Who is Jesus to me? Now, I push this, and I have for many years now, a focus that lets us realize just as you are, you and I are individualist. Now, preacher, you say this all the time, that we're special. Yes, you are special. So special that even the joke of they broke the mold when you were born. Well, it's not a joke. There's nobody out there like you are. You are special. There has never, ever been any other human being ever born or ever will be born like you. You're special. Now, knowing that that's what God says and tells us, our big question is this. Knowing then that I am a special individual to God, God knew He was going to allow you to be born before time began. Yeah, that's pretty special. So appreciate it to the point to look inside of our own individual lives. And as we're looking there, we need to answer the question ourselves. Who is Jesus to me? I hear other testimonies. I hear what other people say. This is who Jesus is to me. But Jesus is personal. God is so personal, you're going to see that in a moment, that He is so personal for you that He created you for a purpose. Well, I can't imagine what that would be. Well, God could imagine what that would be. And do you know? You need to appreciate this. He created your personality to fit the mission He's going to call you to. And not only that, He lets me know before it starts that I'm going to win. Amen. I'm a winner. Folks, it's not that I'm going to heaven. I count it as I'm already there. That's the fact. Jesus looks at us. Now, I know you want to get into, okay, well, think of all the good I can do. The more good I can do, the more God's going to love me. No. No. God loves you. And when God loves you, there's nothing so good that you can do is going to make Him love you more. And there's nothing so ignorant in your life that you'll do that'll make Him love you less. God loves you. He sent His Son for you. And the question is simple. He sent His Son for me. Who is Jesus to me personally? I love to hear the testimonies. I love to hear people talk about it. But you and I have got to look within. Who's Jesus to me? He's so special. It is Jesus in our life that makes the difference to the lives of others. When I accept Him, I accept His call. Did you know that your call from God is irrevocable? I'm going to quit God. No, you can't. No, you can't. You know something better than that? God will never quit you. Well, you know, I've made so many mistakes. I've done so many foolish things. Surely God has turned His back on me. Well, I don't know who surely is, but He hasn't turned His back on you. He loves you. Surely He does. Such love, such concern, such personal relationship that He wants. How much better do we want it? I mean, folks, we don't only have it good. We got it made. We got it made. I may be poverty stricken before the day's gone, but I got Jesus. And that supper's still waiting for me when I get out of that broken body. And I'm excited. But in the meantime, one of you all will feed me. You'll throw the scraps out there. And you'll say, preach it. Preach it. Preach it. You see, our life is God's megaphone. And you get a short circuit in it. God's word doesn't go out. So God says, I'll give you the message. Because I love you, let's stand together and read it. John 3:16. Together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God's blessings be upon the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. Many people said that Jesus is a godly man. The question was asked by Jesus himself to his disciples. And that question is this. Matthew 16, second part of verse 13. He asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? Now, Jesus gave himself the name, the Son of Man. Jesus gave himself the name, the Son of Man. He is God's Son for mankind. And God says, Son, here's what you're going to do. Now, Jesus made the comment time and time again, I have never said one word my Father did not give me to say. At no point in Jesus' human walk, at no point did he take it on himself to speak. God spoke through him. Who is Jesus? Now, Jesus is God's earthly name for his son. Gabriel comes down and Gabriel tells Mary, you are to name him Jesus or Joshua. But for us in English, Jesus. God named him. Now Christ is not Jesus' last name. That's his title. The Anointed One. Christ. Anointed One. Jesus, the Anointed One. Anointed by God. Okay. God anointed Jesus for a purpose. Likewise, he anointed each and every one of us for an individual purpose. And he said, I am calling you and anointing you. Do what you can. What a calling. He didn't say, now, if you slip and fall up here, if you hit the ditch or all of this, you're out. He said, do what you can. And when you can't, I'll pick you up out of the ditch. I'll dust you off. And I'll set you back on the road. Because you still have the same charge. Do what you can. But who's Jesus to me? Personally. God gets personal with us, just like he did with his son Jesus. He gets personal. And you and I need to accept that personal relationship with Jesus Christ as a badge of honor. Don't you dare drop your head when someone says, are you a Christian? Yeah. I know Jesus, Lord and Savior of my life. I'm a Christian. Amen. Well, maybe you don't act like a Christian. Maybe you don't know what a Christian's supposed to act like. I don't. You see, the only acting that I can give you is from the inside of who I am. You can't act like me. I can't act like you. Because the action that comes from within each heart is an individual gift from Almighty God. And God said, I've created you for my purpose. And when you have fulfilled that purpose on earth, come on home. Let me show you the love I have for you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll always be with you. But who is Jesus to you right now? Who is he? Is he your Lord? Is he just a name? Well, who do people say that I am? Jesus asked him. Well, some say you're Elijah. Some would say Isaiah. Others would say you're one of the other prophets. They didn't get it. Jesus was who he was, the Son of God. He was one that was listening to God's direct call. Oh, you're going to see that in a moment, how powerful it is when you and I realize Jesus wasn't John the Baptist. John the Baptist was John the Baptist. And John the Baptist spoke about who Jesus was and was coming. John had a mission from God. You have a mission from God. I have a mission from God. And it's special. Only you can fulfill that mission. God called you to it. He will not desert you on your journey in life. And when you mess up, put a smile on your face. Because Jesus is still your friend. Jesus still loves you. Jesus still cares. Well, after they're telling him, also, you know, they had talked about the Pharisees had evidently said to Jesus and called him Beelzebub. Now, you're not going to see that in Scripture where they actually said that to him. But you will know that they did because Jesus is throwing it back at them. But you're not going to be able to find where they did it. He said, "If you, as you said, that I cast out demons by the name of Beelzebub, how can evil cast out evil?" So evidently they had said that he was Beelzebub or Satan or one of the sex gods that they had worshipped as from Baal. Fake gods, idols. And so Jesus nailed them with him. I often wondered, you know, did he hear them say it or did he just know they had said it? Because he sure nailed them with it. So he had been called the devil and all other names. But then you know what he does? He goes to the roughest, orneriest, most hard-headed disciple he had, Peter. Oh, he must have. The only thing I can say, Peter had to have had all branches of the service in him. That's how stubborn he was. But you know what he says to him? Peter, who do you say I am? Oh, now it's one thing, Lord, for me to tell you what all the smart people, who they say you are. But you're asking me personally. Yeah, hey, Peter, You hard-headed, Christ-denying, sin-sick. Peter, who do you say that I am? He got personal with Peter. I want to know from your heart, Peter. Matthew 16, 15 and 16. But what about you, he asked on Peter. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, listen to this. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the anointed one. You are direct from God. You're God's Son. I know you. Really? The roughest disciple he had is the one that gave him the right answer. It wasn't because of Peter's pleasant personality, because he didn't have any more than Apostle Paul did. It was that Peter knew who he was. Who do you say that I am? Well, you're the anointed one. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, listen, folks. It's obvious Jesus was so proud of him. He was so proud, Peter. It will be upon this rock that I will build my church. On Peter did he build his church, but upon the confession of who he is. You are the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of the living God. But then Jesus said something to him that I really want you to grasp today. You see, he got so personal with him. God then revealed personally Jesus to Peter. Now catch this. Matthew 16, 17. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man. Listen to me. This was not revealed to you by man. Peter was looking at Jesus, the man, the Son of God, the human flesh and blood, God. And Jesus is saying, no man told you about me. Well, Jesus, you told me. Nah, Jesus says, this has not been revealed to you by man. How? Listen to it. For this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. You cannot know Jesus unless Jesus' Father introduces you. He makes Jesus known in your heart. It's called conviction. You see, I can preach because God called me to preach. But it is the Word of God that goes out and strikes the human mind of an individual because the Holy Spirit put that individual in need. Now listen. Sometimes we don't listen till we're in need. Huh? When the bottom falls out, all of a sudden we say, oh, we need God. The Holy Spirit convicts you of your sin. Because you're under conviction by God the Father, then the word of Jesus rings true to your heart. It is that word that's speaking to you. But Jesus said, when you know who I am personally, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's how I accepted Jesus. I accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life, didn't you? I know Him as that. I don't have to be able to know how to spell Jesus to accept Jesus. Doesn't have a thing to do with it. I know Jesus. But it is God, always God, who touches the heart to make His Word real to us. I know a lot of people have read the Bible over and over again, studied. There are theologians who do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Just because they're a theologian doesn't mean they know Jesus. And folks, you can have all the knowledge you can crowd into that brain of yours. But if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to miss His blessings. Know Jesus. Who do you say, Peter? Now, can't you imagine that Peter was getting a little nervous? What if I answer wrong? Don't you hate that? When the professor or teacher calls you out, Brother Vance, give me the answer to this. I can't even hear you because I'm stunned. I wished you'd ask the smart people over here, not me. And then you get to pray, Lord, I didn't study last night. Been there, have you? I didn't study last night, but I love you, Lord. Please give me the answer. And all the angels of heaven are laughing because you ain't getting it. No, you need to study to show yourself an approved workman, right? Study, Larry. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you grace. Folks, I went through every kind of special training there is by grace. Still going through this life by grace. By grace you are saved through faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. I'm going to heaven over who I know, not what I know. I know Jesus. He's personal. And Jesus says, Larry, I'm going to stay personal with you. Oh, no, that's why I don't fear that casket. I ain't there. Hey, I ain't there. I'm already gone. I'll come back and get the dust that God's going to remake into my new glorified body. I'll pick it up later on. You all do what you want to with it down here. The Lord's quite capable of finding every particle. You got it? Oh, God has really blessed my life in that area of giving me that peace. But do you know what it comes from? Who do you say that I am, Peter? It was simple. Peter knew the answer because he knew Jesus personally. God had convicted Peter of all his wrongdoings, continued to do it even after Peter denied him. Peter wept bitterly. You know what Jesus did? He loved him. He loved him. You and I are going through the experience of being a human being. Man, is it a mess, isn't it? We're going through this experience on earth. We only have a short time to go through it. Don't sweat it. You'll be dead pretty soon. We only have a short time to go on through this stuff. So what we need to do is to understand how much God loves us just like we are. And He wants us to always put Him first. Put His name out there first. When you get hurt, thank Jesus, because in there somewhere there's a rainbow. When you feel like you're broken, you thank Jesus, because I guarantee you, He has the super glue. It's crimson red. He glues me right back together every time with the same blood that gave me eternal life to begin with. How could I forget that? He loves me. And He says, now, I have called you to a purpose. And we spend our life. I know that many people say, you know, Brother Larry, I just don't know what my purpose is. Well, let Brother Larry tell you something. You are living your purpose. What are you looking for? Something extraordinary. Trust me, and not an old member of this church is not extraordinary. I'll tell you that. And nobody like you. You are extraordinary. You were molded for God's purpose, for God's time. What if you give up on your walk? And just around the next curve, you ran into your purpose. A person you'd never heard of, you never dreamed you would see, and wouldn't care whether you saw him or not. But you walk right around, and all of a sudden, that's your purpose, Lovell. That's your purpose. Waited all these years. That's your purpose. Now's your time. Now, use what I've given you to glorify me. You get that with all of us? Do we get that? You know, there's no personality like yours. Oh, gosh, there's none. Yeah, no personality like any one of us. That's what makes us love each other. If everybody thought alike, we'd be in a mess. One good thing about us, don't any of us think alike, but every one of us know Jesus just the same way as a Christian. He's personal. He's my personal Savior. Peter, I'm interested in it. Who do you say I am? Really, Jesus? I'm that important to you? He went to that cross for you. He gave it all right there on that cross for you. He conquered hell and death for you. Yeah, you're pretty important. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. It's just not a statement. It's reality. That's why we'll all be at the same supper table. And we will love each other at that point. With that true love only God can give. You know why that we have trouble with this, the affection part and all? We're humans. The human mind's messed up. The human condition is messed up. But Jesus promised me a new body. I have a spiritual body waiting for me. Down in here, it's a running while trying to get out. I know it. I got a glorified body that's coming. When we come back with Jesus, unless He comes first, then we're going to go up and meet Him. But we will have a glorified body just like Jesus has, and we will be with Him forever and ever and ever and ever. And that forever is a long time, forever. It don't get any better than that.